WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Zealand has rung in the new year. Thousands climbed Auckland's ring of volcanic peaks to get a good view of the fireworks and a light display recognizing Auckland's indigenous tribes. In New York, they're ready for tonight's ball drop. CBS's Christina Phan says security will be tight.
The NYPD, they are dragging out barricades to secure this area. Now we know that with so much work going into this event, revelers, they will be coming out regardless if it is raining or not. A quick reminder, though, umbrellas will not be allowed. So if you're coming, make sure you layer up, dress warmly, and top it off with a poncho.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says those Times Square revelers will get rained on tonight. So will other parts of the country.
Out across the Northwest, it continues to rain for all coastal sections, but all higher elevations from about 3,000 feet on up across Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming will be picking up additional snow.
In the upper Midwest, an Arctic blast is setting in. The official honors for former President Jimmy Carter will begin this weekend.
This Saturday, January 4th, a motorcade will carry the late president's remains through his hometown Plains before heading to Atlanta. A moment of silence will be observed at the state capitol, after which the casket will go to the Carter Presidential Center for viewing until Tuesday morning on the 7th. Then it will be taken to Washington and transferred to a horse-drawn caisson rolling from the U.S. Navy Memorial to the nearby U.S. Capitol. Ceremonies and public viewing will follow, leading to a funeral at Washington Cathedral Tuesday the 9th and the flight home for burial in Plains. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The new year will bring pay raises to people in 21 states. CBS's Carissa Lawson explains.
Millions of workers across 21 states will get a pay raise for the new year due to minimum wage salary increases. Experts at the nonprofit Economic Policy Institute say almost a third of working Americans live in a state where the minimum wage is $15 or more. Still, the federal minimum wage hasn't budged from $7.25 in around 15 years.
In all, more than 9 million workers will get raises tomorrow. Instead of throwing your Christmas tree out with the trash, you can feed it to the goats. Brandon Gutierrez is with the nonprofit Urban Growers Collective in Chicago.
So when a new tree arrives, the goats definitely get excited. You'll see all of them come, check it out, get curious, sniff it, maybe even taste it, and then you'll definitely see them scratch themselves against it.
He says pine trees are actually a nutritious snack for goats. On Wall Street, futures are higher. S&P futures up 19, Dow futures up 105. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset. You know, going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juiced up, you know, get a chance to win the game, but you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven, but we just got to do better across the board, you know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit, claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the second hour of Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, here with Greg Bach. We are Bach in the Doc, filling in for Pat Kreitlow, who will be back on Thursday, and tagging along with us, because it's DIY Bring Your Kid to Work Day, is my oldest son, Abe.
Very flattering, thank you.
What an intro.
What an intro.
And of course, you all are welcome to join the conversation. You can call us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can text on the Civic Media app, which, by the way, is an awesome app.
It's an awesome app.
And you
app.
Can always comment on the live stream.
It's super free, too. You can download it like right now if you don't have it. Be cool. Start your new year right. Get the Civic Media app. Oh, my God.
Do you find that sometimes you're like, I don't know what to listen to, and then I go to the Civic Media app, and there are so many options there?
Always good stuff.
I agree. And you can customize the app as well. You can make it so you get a lot of sports news. You can get news. You can get local weather. Whatever you want. It's all right there. On the Civic Media app. And Tony on the live stream said, Bach in the Dock and Abe.
And did you see what Rob dropped in there earlier as well?
Oh, yeah. We got
the anniversary of the Ice Bowl.
We got a lot to talk about. Rob is dropping a lot of knowledge this morning. So we're going to get to Rob from Tigerton, because he is our guy on the ground in Tigerton.
He is.
Oh, absolutely. I remember that parade we did back during the campaign.
Well, oh my gosh, that's right. You were
probably
in
the highlight of the campaign for me.
Well, let's run right into let's go into Rob from Tigerton News right now then. Let's do good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy and 28. Yesterday felt like spring, 43 degrees. I had to get my car tire fixed in Clintonville. Took some sunset pictures in Clintonville area. He said he had dinner at the A&W, which is his favorite fast food restaurant. I love an A&W. Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He said the best part of 2024 was helping Kristen with her campaign. I got to meet so many wonderful people along the way. That was the best part of my 2024. So,
so thoughtful. Rob, you are the best.
And he said, Happy New Year's and a very best in 2025. Appreciate what Civic Media does to inform people. Thank you, Rob, for being part of our morning every morning. We really, really appreciate you.
Can I give a shout out back to Rob? Because what he does in his community, the way he uplifts other people and makes sure that the fundamental stuff is done, you know, that there are safe places to walk because he helps to clear the snow and spread the ice melt and cut the grass and have conversations with folks. He is like, he's like the regular guy who is just doing the good stuff. So Rob, thank you.
Rob is Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is Rob. Wisconsin. He did. That's right. And as Abe did mention, he said, Rob gave us some history. He said, today is the anniversary of the Ice Bowl when the Packers defeated the Dallas Cowboys. 21-17. Then, I don't know. I grew up watching the Cowboys trounce the Packers in the 90s. So anytime the Packers get to beat the Cowboys, I'm just happy about it. You know, I don't care when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just for a moment go back to that time earlier in 2024. And I know I mentioned this in the first hour of the show, but let's revisit it one more time when the Packers, who were not expected to go to the playoffs,
Where were you when this happened?
Me? I was in Minnesota. I was working.
I was at a bar downtown Milwaukee, and they were giving out free shots for every Packers touchdown.
We were texting each other.
It was that game had some output.
You had to slow down. I remember at the end, you were like, "We're done." I guess.
Yeah. Well, it was like this is gonna be a tough game. We're just gonna go get some food, and then you know, there's glasses all over the table when you're done.
It turns out they scored a lot of points that day. Oh my goodness. Oh.
It was like 52 to like 17 or something. It was ridiculous. Yeah. They couldn't keep up.
You know, speaking of sports, just a quick little sports update. We've got the Bucks playing the Pacers tonight in Indy.
Yeah.
And so many bowls today. All the regular bowls.
You sent me
a Pop-Tart bowl
text message last night that said, I want to get the exact wording for this. It says, I take back everything I said about the Pop-Tart Bowl. It's awesome.
Did you see the TikTok video?
I did. I didn't get a chance to watch. I was in bed when you sent that.
Oh my gosh. They had
TikToks ripping their.
Yes. The three different Pop-Tarts came out on the field and they ripped open their packaging and they competed against each other.
Oh,
and
Lord.
The mascot in me was like, yes, Wildberry all the way. What?
My goodness.
More of a chorizo guy. Oh.
It's hard to bet on the chorizo in the racing sausages because he's so top heavy with that hat.
It is a good tumble every time though.
Very good tumble. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Let's talk about the top 10 movies of the year. Because okay. Abe, you mentioned this earlier. They're all sequels.
Yeah, do you want me to pull up the list?
Yeah. They're all sequels except for Wicked, which is a prequel.
Is it a prequel? I mean, it's part one of two. Like it's.
Well, it's.
Well, I mean, it's Wizard of Oz. Yeah, it's about as.
Oh, gotcha! I see what you're saying. I get yours. Yeah. See, it's weird. I know it's the Wizard of Oz, but I had to be led there to be like, oh, that's right. It's the same property.
Uh-huh. You know, I said that, and even looking at this now, going back down the list, it's sequels until number 15. It's Inside Out 2, Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4. There's four of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moana 2.
Yeah.
Wait.
Dune Part 2.
You're Gen Z. You're supposed to know. Despicable Me is like.
Yeah, I tuned out after the first one. I can't believe they're getting Steve Carell back anymore.
It's called Money, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it did make almost $1 billion.
Yep. Yeah.
The first like truly original movie made about $350 million.
Which was.
It ends with us.
Oh, really?
And then, I mean, after it ends with us, it's Alien, Romulus, Mufasa, the Lion King. Like, it's more sequels after that.
Well, I mean, for me personally, like, I do not go see films unless they are big budget spectacles. And generally, it's going to be a comic book movie for me. If I'm going to spend $12, $15, $20 on a movie to get up to go to a movie. I want to see something big. And nowadays it's going to be sequels. It's going to be, you know, I'm not going to go see the independent documentary in the movie theater. I'm going to wait for that for streaming. So,
I saw an independent documentary. I saw just a bit outside in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Oh, I heard it's
at
good.
Marcus Theater. Yeah. And that was really special.
There you go.
So but it wasn't like a regular movie. It was like a special event.
Yeah.
But I mean, looking at this list last year, there were great comic book movies that came out that were original, maybe not even comic book, but like, I mean, Dune came out. Was that last year? The year before?
Came out in 2021 because it was
21.
And it came straight to streaming, I believe too.
Did
because it was COVID.
Oh, it was COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a couple really good ones. I mean, Everything Everywhere All at Once was 2 years ago. That was a spectacle right away.
That was
it
wonderful.
It was brand new. It was fresh. I guess I have nothing against the movies on this list. They were mostly pretty good. Inside Out 2, I thought was fantastic. I'm just, I just want something new this year, man. Just something that's not Deadpool and Wolverine.
They tried to give you some Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man, Abe, you know, with Madam Web and Kraven.
Oh, God. I'm really excited for the next Spider-Verse movie, and everything else Marvel puts out, I'm not. That's not even Marvel. That's Sony Animation.
Yeah. Well, that movie's not coming out till 2027, so.
It's never coming out.
Yeah, so.
There's not it's exponential. It's like a large language model. You got to burn through an exponential number of animators to get that movie eventually made.
Were there any movies, Dr. Lila, on this list that you saw that you really enjoyed, or is there something that like you were like, oh, I wish?
The only movie on this top 10 list that I saw was Inside Out 2, and the only reason I went was because one of my kids wanted to go see it.
Gotcha.
We haven't seen Wicked yet.
We haven't seen Wicked yet. It's on the list.
It's as good as it could have gotten.
Yeah, but you know, it's Lindsay, and he's picky about, you have to catch him at the right time if you want to go.
He's seen it like 3 or 4 times. He's obnoxious about it, actually.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see the movie. He's obnoxious. He's just irritated. He's an irritating little brother.
Hi, everybody. Go without him.
Welcome to Civic Media Mornings, where Abe and Kristen Lyerly complain about one of their family members on the radio.
Yeah, of course.
I'm here for it.
We love him. He's delightful. And you know what's not on this list is a lot of the Oscar movies that came out just recently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Gladiator 2 is not on here. Another sequel.
Gladiator 2 is number 11.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just off the list, but it's there. It's like my Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. So there's a lot more. It's just, you know, it's just not there yet.
No. I mean, it's. Yeah. I think this is where we're at with movies now. I think you know you're going to be hard pressed to find a independent lower budget movie making top 10 nowadays. It's just where we're at. They're putting more money in these big spectacles. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on these movies. I remember when you would say like, "Oh, this movie cost $100 million." Holy cow! And then you know
that's standard now.
A movie like a DC movie or a Marvel movie is like, "Oh, it was $300 million."
Uh-huh.
What? And then you gotta put $200 to $300 million on top of that for marketing.
Right.
So it has to make these movies have to make $1 billion sometimes to make somewhat of a thank you.
And they're being created around the algorithms that show up on our streaming services as well. What do people click on? Where do their eyes linger? You know, it's being optimized around algorithms, right?
Well, it's the same thing for TV. I think because there's so much overlap now with movies and TV. Like, tell me the top 10 TV shows that are out there.
I
couldn't do it either. And because there are so many different services, you know, back in the day it must see TV on Thursday night and everybody watched it. And the next day everybody was talking about what happened on Friends. And now I want to say like Rotten Tomatoes said Slow Horses is the number one TV show.
Really?
I'm looking at a bunch of there's a lot of sequels and returning profits, a lot of Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Dune came back in.
Now if we're talking about our dads, it's Yellowstone or NCIS.
I've heard it's really good.
It is, but it's a show about people who are terrible. And you're like, I don't want to clap for these people.
Ted Lasso. But I mean, I love Ted Lasso. But I mean, that's what Seinfeld was. It was about terrible people doing rotten things to each other.
Yeah. Arcane did come out this year. Arcane was really good.
I heard a really good thing about that. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Also, Matlock.
Oh, Matlock is a wonderful show. People should watch that show. We're just listing off shows we like now.
They're on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, they are.
Heartstopper. Okay. Yep. Gotcha. Girls 5, Eva, Wise Guy, Colin from Accounts, Evil, Supacell. Yeah. I don't know what any of these shows are. I'm going to be very honest.
Well, that's what we got to do in 2025. Dig into this list and watch some of these shows and get to know them and get know the hype.
Yeah, we could do that. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back in 2 minutes to remember some of the viral moments of 2024. This is going to be fun.
All right.
Uh-huh. This is Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. Ooh, I'll show you what you can.
So good. So good. Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with Greg Bach and Abe.
Hey, hi.
Hello, hello. Oh, there... is that the original recording, or yep. Is that the
chef's kiss?
I remember when you were in high school and you went to New York to your Broadway trip, and you had seen Wicked, and you came back, and
it's
you
incredible.
Just... you had swag. You had the hat that said, "What does it say?"
It defying gravity, maybe.
Defying gravity, and I was like, "He's hooked."
Great show.
I have never seen
In a world
of
mediocre
Wicked.
Theater. So good. The movie is, it might be better than the show.
Oh,
which
wow.
The show is spectacular. You know, I'm not a big theater guy, but the show blew me away. The movie is, it reminds me a lot of La La Land, but
yeah.
with the music and story.
Where a white man saves jazz in Los Angeles.
How else could it happen? How else could it happen on the big screen?
Yeah, that was a big year for white guys. Yeah.
Hey, they only almost won the Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah.
That was...
So let's talk about some of the viral moments from 2024, because there were some really good ones. And I would just like to lead off the list with Ray Gun.
Oh. Okay, so here's the thing. So as we spoke about earlier in the first hour, the Olympics happened this year. And I had never really paid attention to the Olympics before. So I watched a little bit of Ray Gun. Ray Gun was the Australian. Let's put some hardcore quotes on. Athlete there.
Yes.
Representing Australia in the breakdancing competition, which I believe was the first year, right? This was the...
It was like a trial. Gotcha. So it wasn't an official sport, but they were like trying it out. And it's not coming back.
No. And the thing is, I'm watching this happen and I'm like, I'm not an athlete and I am not a breakdancer, but I'm pretty sure this isn't good, right? Like, when you look at a piece of art that's just a blank canvas with a red dot, you're like, I know this means something in art world, but I'm not smart enough to get it. That's how I felt watching Ray Gun. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening, but I'm sure there's a judge going, this is mind-blowing. This is groundbreaking.
No, it was what I remember was there was immediate backlash from the hip-hop community as like, this is why we didn't want it.
Yeah.
This is why we didn't want it at the Olympics. It was pretty universally banned. That's right.
And then it just took on a life of its own.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, did you see the Minnesota Vikings touchdown celebration?
I try not to watch those.
Oh, they did a touchdown celebration where the guy who scored the touchdown, did the dance. It was actually quite entertaining.
I try not to watch those.
Yeah. I close my eyes, fingers in the ears.
You know, speaking of the Olympics,
down my face.
What about the viral trend didn't make it to the Olympics? Have you seen any of those videos?
No.
Oh, guys, come on.
This is
all the fails, all the athlete fails, like the gymnasts who like hit the bar and bounce off. Oh. Or, you know, try the pommel horse and get tripped up. It's all the fails.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a big one.
Now that would make me sad unless somebody had a really good use of a soundboard and several like Hanna-Barbera sound effects on standby. Boing. Yeah, their legs are spinning. They're not going anywhere.
How about, did anybody see Mudang or Pesto?
Oh my God. I couldn't stop looking at Mudang. Like you just, patently ugly animal, but so cute. It was so ugly. It was cute.
She's leaving that phase, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're cute when they're babies. And now it's just an angry teenager. Murder hippo.
I'm looking at you, Abe. Right now, I'm looking at you.
Oh, wow. That just
means. That hurts.
That just felt.
How would you take that, Greg?
Well, I'm going to write that. Hold on. I'm going to write that down for my therapy session later. Yeah.
Do you have like an awkward cough on the soundboard?
All I can give you is. Let's go. I'll give you this one. Oh, shoot. Hold on. There we go.
All right. I'll take it. I can play that.
And I just want you both to know that I showed up today. I was present for you here today. And I am in an attempt to be very demure and very mindful.
Yes.
That made its way down to middle school. I teach at an inner city school in Racine, and that was a universal thing. To hear these kids who can't write their names in eighth grade come up and say the word demure is mind blowing.
You're like, no, go back to your desk.
Yeah. We're working on the word the. Come on.
Did you also happen to see any of your middle school kids getting involved with the skibbity toilet?
Oh my God.
That was more so last year. That was more so last year, but it's definitely still it's becoming that sort of ironic thing. You know, when it's like, oh, this is a trend, and then it goes into being ironic, and then it slowly just becomes part of it, like the word dude.
Yeah.
Like it's become so normalized. The kids are well on their way to normalizing like Ohio skibbity riz, and it's I have to hear that 100 times a day. It just
Well, what's funny is so my niece and my nephew are both, I would say, Gen Z. She's 23. Jason. He's going to be 20 next year. And like I said to them at Christmas, I go, kids, what's up? Skibbity toilet. They're like, don't say that to me. That's they're like,
that's not my culture.
That's
all right.
that's middle school. Uncle Greg. All right.
Yeah, one of my kids actually gave all their brothers skibbity toilet like action figures for Christmas.
Yeah, see,
and a moose boosh.
But that's the thing is like if you as a young person, as someone in your early 20s, tells me not to say something to you, do you think I stop saying skibbity toilet for the rest
it's
of Christmas?
It's one of the greatest tools. It's one of the greatest tools you have. If you want someone to stop saying something,
yeah.
Like copying it, that I do that to my students all the time. If they won't drop a saying, it's my saying. It's suddenly the most uncool thing they've ever heard in their lives.
Maybe tell you something, skibbity toilet.
If you didn't know what brain rot was, friends, you have just discovered.
There you go.
We have just exemplified it.
You're
for you,
welcome.
Right there.
You are welcome.
Highbrow conversation on TV.
And then of course there's bed rotting.
What?
Where you're laying in bed and you're just. Flicking through doom scrolling, and it's all that mindless, yeah. And speaking of all of that mindless stuff,
yeah,
we're going to continue this on the other side of our.
But
break.
It's not mindless.
It's mindful.
Mindful.
Is it demure?
Very.
We're going to take a little bit of a break, and my dear friend Heather Heil is going to join us as we continue to recap the year that was. 2024.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Happy New Year's Eve. Today is often a day for reflection. And as we round out the year, we recap 2024 with Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
Gene Schrieffer leads Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. He reflects on how the FSA office has been able to adapt to some of the challenges since he started with the office about 4 years ago.
We were in the midst, turned out to be the tail end of COVID, doing a lot more remote work. And thinking back to those times and before then, it wasn't until we had our backs against the wall that we were forced to change, to learn different ways of delivering farm programs. You know, and I remember USDA, FSA offices, NRCS offices were closed. It was remote. We had to do things by phone. Thinking about all the times I had to come into the office to fill out my crop reporting, fill out this form, complete this survey, whatever, and think, oh, how are we going to do that? And we figured it out, or they figured it out. I hope we continue with that momentum.
Gene Schrieffer is the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. The state's show pig industry continues to grow, and it's drawing families from not only farms or hobby farms, but also urban areas. And as the demand for show pigs rises, Wisconsin breeders are stepping up to meet it. The swine team with the Division of Extension is hosting the Show Pig Symposium. This will be on January 11th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. The event is open to everyone from first-time pig owners to experienced breeders. Attendees are asked to register by January 3rd. You can do that at WPPA.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Happy New Year's Eve.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know which is good.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Dr. Kristen Lyerly, here with Greg Bach and Abe. And joining us is my dear friend Heather Heil, who is the Business Development Director at the Children's Museum of Green Bay and the founder and president of the Bark and Blue Foundation. Hey, Heather.
Good morning, and friend.
And friend, most yes. importantly, and friend.
Yes. Good morning. So,
we're talking about 2024, and I would love to know, what were your personal highlights or memorable events?
Oh, man, 2024, events? What a great year. Like, I'm kind of sad it's ending today.
I know, me too.
It really was a good year. I would have to say one of my biggest highlights, I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan, was all of the tailgating. What great tailgating.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Every year.
What is a season. You guys, we were tailgating in shorts in October. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You could tailgate in shorts right now. Yeah. I mean, there's probably no game. They'd probably look at you weird, but.
And somebody will on Sunday, but it yeah. won't be me.
It's always fun to hear people who don't know tailgating culture. They're like, what do you guys do? Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Come to a parking lot with a bunch of strangers and we'll have fun. We'll throw
and a bag of beer.
And if you don't have a bag of beer, you can just walk around the stadium and somebody will eventually give you one.
Yeah,
they will. 100%. Dr. Kristen, do you remember we went to a game? We tailgated and went to a game this year.
Yes.
And this is like one of my favorites. So first and foremost, I think I'm the coolest thing ever because I have my Festival Foods bag of beer as we're walking around. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so great. And I'm like, yeah, I know how to tailgate. And then we see this guy with this ginormous garbage bag flung over his shoulder, chock full of beer.
Kitchen size. He was.
Yeah, it was. He was the magic man.
Surrounded by people, of course, because when you have a kitchen garbage bag full of beer, you immediately attract friends in the Lambeau Field parking lot.
You're the man. You are so the man. So we went into that game, Kristen. And we're sitting there, and I am a huge Marvelous Miss Maisel fan, which is on Amazon. Have you all watched the show?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so good. And Tony Shalhoub, who is a Wisconsin resident, local.
DePere,
right?
Yeah, from here, yes. Actually, he's part of the Cerruti family. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, the Cerruti's chocolate family.
Yes.
Oh.
We're sitting in the game, minding our own business, and I look over and I'm like, oh my gosh, Kristen, Tony Shalhoub is sitting directly across from us. And yes. What did you say?
No, Heather.
You're like, no. And I was like, we have to meet him. We are so going in to meet him. So Chris is like, just go say hi. And I'm like, no, we can't just go say hi. It's Tony Shalhoub. So I totally orchestrated this whole pretend photo shoot where I like looked up and I'm like, oh, Tony Shalhoub. Tony, was... is that you?
Tony, and then I fangirled him that so you? Hard.
It was, yeah, it was like, that awkward. Actually, it was even more awkward than that.
Oh, it was so awkward.
I've never seen.
He's like, no, go away, crazy lady.
For the record, I just want to point something out for those. This is definitely a reason to watch the live stream. I have known Kristen for a few years now, and you're usually the most outgoing person in the room. You are so blush right now.
I am.
And her,
am I embarrassing you?
Heather's telling this story and like, yep, okay. You're so blush. It's so funny.
This is why we're friends. I push her to her limits.
You know what the really cool thing was, though? After that interaction, so it was when I was running for Congress, and I introduced myself to him, and I said, I'm running for Congress. I would love a selfie with you. And he said, you know, this is a public space, and of course you want to, it was a lot to even ask.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I respected his space. But then afterwards, his friend walked up to me, and wanted to, and we exchanged contact information. And apparently Tony then was looking for us to get a picture, but he couldn't find us. So his friend ended up, because we had exchanged contact information, his friend ended up, they went back to Tony's sister's house and she had one of our yard signs in her yard. And so he took a picture with the yard sign and they emailed it to us. So that's kind of the best case scenario, because he clearly wanted to be part of it. It just wasn't the right moment.
Mm-hmm. But this,
yeah.
Meg, but
you never know who's like asking to take their photo with you.
But that's what makes it a great story though. That's
really fun. It was just, yeah, I, and I don't react like that. I mean, I've met Steven Tyler and had, we're like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Like,
I saw Joe Perry at Disney World once. He is like this big.
Yeah. They're
really?
So tiny.
He's a tiny little man. He's a tiny little man.
Speaking of music, can we talk about the music of 2024?
Sure.
Man. Yes, please.
There was so much. What stands out for you? Open floor.
I would say, well, Beyonce.
Yes.
Carboy Carter. And I feel like, you know, people saying things like, she released a country record. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, but she didn't. She released a Beyonce record. That's what she did. And she put whatever the heck she wanted on there. And there was a lot of great country, a lot of history of country in there, which is I'm all about. But that was great. Late arrival just came out like a week or two ago. Kendrick Lamar's new record came out. It is so good. It's just, I mean, what's that?
Always is. I mean, what has it been? 2009 that he started?
Yep. He just releases great records every time. And
with no marketing either. It looks like it'll be midnight and he'll put it on his website.
Yeah. Like, here you go.
No tweets, no nothing. Just go get it.
Here's a new record. I'm going to go back to bed now.
So then, Kendrick, you can do that.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that we're all on Team Kendrick, not on Team Drake?
Yeah. Well, I am. If you're
100%.
If you're on Team Drake, we got to talk and maybe we won't talk anymore. So
I can't take sides. All right. I can't take sides. I teach middle school. It's like there's so much drama surrounding it. Everyone wants to take on it. I avoid the
There's good in both on both sides. There's bad in both sides. It's.
Yeah. How does this all play out, the Kendrick Drake beef? How does that play out in middle school?
How does anything play out in middle school? They just shout it out at random times. So they should be doing work. Your job is to look somebody up. Okay, but what about Kendra? Like, it's just not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's focus, please.
Tony on the live stream says that Shaboozy's entire album, Where I've Been Isn't Where I'm Going, is awesome. I didn't really know much about Shaboozy. I just heard the name in the background, and then I saw him on SNL. I'm like, what? This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't he just break the record for longest time for a top song on the Billboard charts?
Yeah.
Just dethroned Old Town Road for 17 weeks?
That was the thing is, he and Lil Nas X hold the record for longest number one. Two black men hold the longest number one
country.
For country. I think that's fantastic. I think Charlie Pride's looking down. He's happy. I'm happy. I love it. More of it, please.
It's so interesting to see the crossovers
and
to also see, going back to Beyonce, how different the reaction is between the popularity of Shaboozy and Post Malone.
Yeah.
Very, very popular. All the people that he brought in, all the big players. But Beyonce was a totally different. I mean, it was country, but it wasn't country. And the reception was different.
Did you Before all see her performance on the halftime show?
Yes.
This past week?
No, I did not.
It was like a Super Bowl halftime.
She crushed it. Yeah, it was better than last year.
Wait, what
Super
halftime?
Bowl.
What are we talking about?
Oh, the Christmas Day halftime of the Texans game. Beyonce did a halftime performance.
I was watching the Texans and they made me turn it off. It was so sad to watch.
Yeah.
I for really thought that that was happening at the Super Bowl.
No, I know.
Oh,
it was so good.
Man.
But you know who's going to the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Kendrick.
Clue. Yeah. Oh, and people are nervous.
Uh-huh. It's going to be good.
Yeah. So.
So, Greg, we talked earlier about this year feeling like a lot of sequels.
Yes.
Shaboozy's song is top of the charts. It's a sequel.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Tipsy. Tipsy is a.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a, what was it, 90s, early 2000s hip hop song? We're drowning in sequels over here. Even the good ones.
I love a good song sequel. I won't lie to that. I love a storyline through a song. That's great. That's fantastic. I'm here for it.
But you know what's not a sequel? Let's talk about the ladies.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Brat Summer.
Did you all have a Brat Summer?
I think so. What does it mean?
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean? I'm too old for this.
I feel like Brat Summer is being exactly who you are with no apologies.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's an interesting summer for sure.
When look at some of the look at some of the innovative young women who were releasing these incredible records. You know, of course, it was Brat Summer. It was Chapel Roan, the splash that she made on the scene and in these giant concert venues. Sabrina Carpenter, and so many of them are in the shadow or came from the shadow of Taylor Swift.
Well, and that's, I was going to say, Taylor Swift. We got to talk about Taylor Swift and all of this with this Eras tour, and she just doesn't stop.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she just did stop, didn't she? Like, the tour just wrapped up afterwards. Well, okay. Let me look this up
The tour just ended after 2 years, and she gave to her staff $197 million in, like, bonuses and whatnot. And I was talking to somebody, they're like, that's not a lot. I'm like, compared to what? $2 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, yeah, the tour made $2 billion. Yes, it did, but she didn't make $2 billion, and she gave $197 million to truck drivers, road techs, all those individuals. I mean, she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And the effect of her tour is so much bigger than what happened in the stadiums. I look at all the people who were making bracelets. Yeah. You know, I think about my campaign and the number of people who were wearing those little bracelets. I'm looking at them right now. There's a young woman up in Door County who sent me a packet full of Lyerly for Congress Taylor Swift friendship bracelets. You know, it just kind of spreads the love and the music and the optimism and the cheerfulness that we really needed to see in 2024, because it was an intense year.
Yes, it very much was.
I think intense is definitely the right word for it.
Working at a children's museum, it's been really great to see that type of influence on the littles. I mean, she really crosses all of the generations. So it's nice to have a role model for them like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's a role model. I think she's a role model for a lot of people too. Like, that's one thing that's great about her, is I think she influences a lot people of all ages just to be yourself and be fun and have a good time. But also, you know, she takes her work incredibly seriously. But she's not above being silly. I think there's a need for more silly in this world. I think she provides a lot of good silly, but yeah, she rocks.
I was surprised that neither she nor Beyonce showed up at the Democratic National Convention. I felt like in the past, you know, we saw Katy Perry and other, Bruce Springsteen always steps up, but some of these women who I would have thought would have been a little bit more vocal during a campaign that was very focused on women's reproductive rights, women's rights in general. We saw endorsements, but we didn't see huge statements. Pink appeared.
Yeah.
But there were lots of rumors floating around about Taylor Swift and Beyonce, but they weren't there.
I had heard that, and this is all, this could be conjecture. There's two thoughts of it. One is that the popularity of Beyonce and or Taylor Swift may overtake the popularity of the DNC or Kamala Harris, but also the amount of security that would go into that place on top of Secret Service. I heard it was just kind of like, it wasn't worth it at that time, because Beyonce did show up at an event later, I think later in the month. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift
in Texas,
made it,
I think.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift made her endorsement. But I mean, maybe they didn't even, who knows? Maybe they didn't even ask Taylor Swift to show up. They were like, it's just too much. It's too much happening.
Well, and the DNC wasn't missing any excitement.
No,
that was a raucous party. I don't know what more that would have added or taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. All right, friends, are you thinking about your resolutions? Because we've got one more break before we wrap the show up.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about resolutions. We're going to talk about our hopes for 2025, because, you know, it's like right around the corner. It's tomorrow.
It's like hours away.
I know. It's incredible. And I think the word intense, like you said earlier, is the word that captures 2024. There was a lot, but a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff. It feels like we've lived, you know, and sometimes it's like, wow, what did we even do? It feels like we've lived.
Yeah.
2024 has given us that gift of being vibrant and alive. And 2025 feels like it has so much potential and so much promise.
I'm going with you on that one. Okay.
Cheers to that.
Yep.
Cheers
absolutely. To that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we come back in a couple minutes, resolutions, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Absolutely. All right. Let's go.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
So this new dose is... nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
93.5 The Tap.
Should old acquaintance be...
I feel like I should salute.
You went with it, Greg.
I feel like I should start crying. Like, I need to salute somebody.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's our last intro of 2024, friends.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We've got Greg Bach playing his favorite song on the board. And my son Abe and our dear friend Heather Heil. Guys, what are you doing tonight? It's New Year's Eve.
Working.
Staying in, making ravioli.
Oh.
That's the, just focus on cooking and cleaning today and keeping it chill.
I like that.
I love that.
That sounds amazing.
I am headed over to Prohibition Cigar Bar. They are having a roaring 1920s New Year's Eve party, and the benefactor is the Children's Museum, and there are still tickets available if you're interested.
Oh, that sounds like way more fun.
Yeah.
Way better.
Actually, I would rather be with you, Abe. I'm not going to lie. High heels or sitting eating cheese?
Where can you get those tickets?
You can get them on at Prohibition's website.
All right.
And if you're not familiar with the Children's Museum in Green Bay, it is an absolutely beautiful, wonderful community asset. So please do check out the website. Come to the party if you can. And if you can't, hey, we're always taking donations. So.
Yeah.
Feel free to pitch in this time of year. If you've got those philanthropic dollars that they're burning a hole in your pocket, this is the perfect place.
I'm going to be at the Laughing Tap tonight for two sold out shows of wonderful comedy, but you can come to another show down the road in 2025. Laughingtap.com. Yeah.
We're going to be there.
Check out the schedule. Let me know when you want to come down and I'll help you find some great tickets. And they're all going to be great.
Where is this club?
This is in Milwaukee, in Walker's Point. It's Milwaukee's only stand-up comedy club in the city. And we use shows every weekend. Tonight we're doing our New Year's Eve show, which is going to have a 7:30 show, and a 10:15 show, both with champagne toasts, and we're having a good time.
Do you guys still have that deal with Mobcraft Brewing?
Mobcraft closed.
Oh, and I thought 2024 couldn't hurt me anymore. No.
No, yeah. They closed a couple weeks ago. No, we did not.
Okay, so 2025, let's look forward.
Yes.
Resolutions. We've been building to resolutions.
Yes.
Abe, what do you got?
All right, I can start off. I want to listen to and play more music. This year has been a big podcast year for me. It's been a lot of news. It's been, you know, just trying to keep up with current events. It's been an exhausting, intense year for that. And I'm looking forward to just stepping back, trying to pick up some Bob Dylan songs, play some stuff by ear, and just build the skill set that I've been working on for a while and step back from the hyper consumption of media.
That sounds great. Lovely. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hopefully it works. I've never succeeded with this resolution. Stepping back is hard, but
yeah,
you just got to keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Heather, how about you?
I try to every year, because I don't want to set myself up for failure, I pick a word that I try to kind of use as my compass for the year. So this year I'm going to use the word declutter. So I'm going to start with New Year's Day while I'm sitting on the couch watching football, of going through my emails and unsubscribing to every email that
smart.
I
want. Wow. Yes.
You know, going through subscriptions that I don't use, which will hopefully lead me to that financial freedom that I'm looking to obtain this year. Mm-hmm. And so just really declutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
I love that. Greg, how about you?
I am going to be quite boring and say the same old, like, I want to just, you know, get myself into a better mindful shape, physically and mentally, get out for more walks, get exercising. We've talked many times about get into a place of better sleep, because that's the key to unlocking better days. Mm-hmm. And just being, because, you know, I turned 47 this year, so knocking on 50, I would like to, you know, live past 50. I know that sounds weird, but, you know, you never know. And I want to just take care of myself.
And I love that you teed that up with saying better instead of saying, I want to lose X amount of weight. Yeah, I just want to be better with my health. I want to be better with this.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the key to winning on any of your resolutions is not making it something where you have to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, love yourself and do the best that you can. And tomorrow is a new day. So don't just fall off the wagon and give up. Just, you know, keep moving forward.
And if you fall off the wagon, don't get mad at yourself either. It's not a fail. It's just a challenge. It's where it is. What about you, Dr. Lyerly?
Last year, I was pretty consumed by my race for Congress, and I wasn't able to do the things that I wanted with the people I love. So this year, it is all about being present and appreciating my people, because ultimately, isn't that what life's all about?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about your people. Yeah. So, Abe, you're going to be seeing a lot of your mom.
Oh, God. Lock the
doors. Take your mom to work day.
Take your mom to work day. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be an amazing year. It's going to be a challenging year, but it's going to be a time for us to come together and to appreciate each other and to focus on the things that are really important in life. And having said that, I'm so grateful to all of you for being here today. Greg, are you and Jane hanging out this afternoon on Matt and Air on Air?
Oh, heck yeah. We're going to be there from 10 a.m. till whenever they tell us to get off the radio.
Fabulous.
We're on from 10 to noon.
Amazing. Heather, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you. And I look forward to spending more time with you this next year.
Me too, girl.
Yeah.
And Abe, you got up early, and I know that that's not your jam, but you did that for us.
It's going to be a long night.
This is going to be great for your future music career, staying up all night. So, yay you.
Sure.
Well, y'all, have a wonderful New Year's Eve. Pat will be back on Thursday. We are so grateful to you all. The whole Civic Media family is so grateful to you all for listening and for appreciating the work that we do. Yeah. What more can be said? Have an amazing 2025. We will see you next year.
Stay tuned for the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. See what I did
there?
Yeah,
baby. Yeah, good work.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tappel Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. They're ringing in the new year in Australia this hour. This New Yorker is in Sydney enjoying the 72-degree weather at midnight. He says it's a big change from back home where usually...
It's cold. Very, very cold. It's snowy, icy. Yeah, so this is very different from what we have in America on New Year's Eve.
CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano is forecasting rain tonight in New York and gusty winds elsewhere.
Winds will be gusting 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 miles an hour in places like Nashville or Lexington. So that could bring down some trees or power lines. But Chicago to Cleveland and to places like Roanoke, at least hold on to your party hats.
People are paying tribute to former President Jimmy Carter in his home state of Georgia.
The life that Jimmy Carter lived certainly was that of a human saint.
Carter will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta this weekend. Next week, he will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol ahead of his state funeral next Thursday in Washington, D.C. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.